Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have seen a playing out. Is this tension between the Bibas family, the Hostage Forum, and the Prime Minister Netanyahu? Headline on Times of Israel, Bibas family tells Netanyahu to shut up as he details the murder of Shiri Ariel and Kafir. Publishing unapproved information is abuse for its own sake. That is according to Ofri Bibas, hours after Netanyahu publicly gave graphic details for the second time, despite the family's request. So this is clearly a difficult situation, because the informing the public and letting the world know how evil what Hamas has done is obviously important, but so too is the privacy, the respect for the family. Well, Professor Sam Lehman-Wilczek is a former chair of the Israel Political Science Association and Political Studies Department. He joins us this morning. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning from Israel.
Good morning. So obviously this is not a simple situation, and I was chatting to listeners earlier. Immediately from October the 7th, this issue came up where it was important to showcase to the world just how evil Hamas's actions were, but at the same time not disrespect the victims and the victims' families and all those who had suffered. How is Israel managing this as it moves through this very difficult phase?
Well, until very recently, the basic policy has been let the family of the deceased decide, or of the hostages who are alive and brought back, decide whether and to what extent to tell the world about what's going on. I don't think the world needs that much more information regarding the whole evil, as you call it, of Hamas. But certainly it was up to the family. And Netanyahu basically broke that unwritten agreement by trying to convince the world even further of Hamas's evil. Basically, the reason for that is not because he's so interested in invading the privacy of the families, but rather not to have to go towards the second stage and end the war, because he's caught betwixt and between. He's caught betwixt his coalition partners, especially the religious party and Otzma Yehudit, Ben Gvir, who want to continue the war and have threatened very seriously to leave the government, in which case the government falls if the war is not continued. And on the other hand, you've got 70% or even more of the Israeli public who want to end the war with a complete hostage exchange, not to mention the President Trump, who's pushing to end the war. So Bibi is trying to wiggle and squiggle out of this kind of situation by saying they're so bad, they're so evil, which they are, of course, Hamas, that we have to continue fighting the war. But it's not working with the general public, given that over 70% of the public, the Israeli public, wants to go towards a second stage and end the war with a complete hostage exchange.
So, in other words, it reflects the level of trust, obviously, in Netanyahu. Because if I trust him and he's talking about this, my assumption is, well, he obviously needs to talk about this, maybe for foreign press, maybe it's for his allies, but he needs to talk about it. A distrusting or mistrusting Israeli public looks at it and says, well, this is not about that, but it's all about his own political agenda. How do we know what's real?
Well, that sort of plays into what's been going on with Netanyahu from almost the beginning of the Gaza war. He feels that if the government falls and he no longer is prime minister, he will be much more vulnerable to a guilty verdict and even jail time based on the three major trials that he is right now undergoing. I don't personally think that he's correct in that. We've already sent an ex-prime minister to jail. I don't see any reason why a sitting prime minister can't be sent to jail once all the appeals process goes through, which, by the way, will be several years. So we're not talking about the next few months. But basically, most of the people do understand that Bibi right now is trying everything to stay in power because of the problems he has with his coalition, and that most or almost all of his decision-making regarding the hostages and regarding the war is a function of what will enable him to continue staying in power. And therefore, this business of talking, privacy, et cetera, just it adds another brick to the wall of the mistrust based on this. It's not that most Israelis think that in principle Bibi can't be trusted. There are many who do, but I don't know if that's a majority. It's just that in this specific confluence of events or confluence of situations where he's on trial and wants to stay in power and he's caught between the rock and the hard place, that he's going to do almost everything he can to continue staying in the government.
And that, I guess, in addition to the fact that the families feel let down in terms of October 7th failure, it creates a situation where there isn't a particularly good relationship between him, his government, and the families.
Well, here, you're absolutely correct, because he has never in any way said, I'm sorry, I'm guilty, I was at fault. Forget about the word guilty, which has a legal aspect to it, but I'm at fault. The entire country understands that strategically, not tactically. Tactically, the army really messed up on October 7th, and everybody agrees, including the army itself. In fact, by the way, its report is coming out today or tomorrow, its own internal report investigation of what went wrong. But strategically, everybody in the country, or almost everybody who has two eyes in his head, understands that strategically it is Bibi who caused this, because 7, 8, 10 years ago, he gave the green light to continue funding Hamas in the hope that if Hamas continue gets funded, that it's going to be less, it's going to have less reason to attack Israel. It's got money coming in, et cetera, et cetera. And he's been proven dead wrong, if you pardon the pun, on that score. So from that standpoint, it's a much larger issue than just the hostage families.
That is where we leave it. Thank you for that that perspective. That's Professor Sam Lemon-Wiltik. He is the former chair of the Israel Political Science Association and Political Studies Department. 8:57.